G'day friends, it's Wednesday the 12th of February and we look to have a beautiful day in Perth ahead of us and time to stop briefly before the day gets away to be still and to discover something that God would say to us through the story of Moses. And we pick up in Exodus chapter 2, the beginning of Moses' life as an adult. He's been saved from the banks of the Nile by being rescued out of the floating basket. His countrymen have grown big and numerous, and he's saved and has grown up in the courts of the palace. But before we get started, let's pray, or at least sit quietly for 20 seconds or 2 minutes. One day, after Moses had grown up, he went out to where his own people were and watched them at their hard labor. He saw an Egyptian beating a Hebrew, one of his own people. Looking this way and that, and seeing no one, he killed the Egyptian and hid him in the sand. The next day he went out and saw two Hebrews fighting, and he asked one in the wrong, "Why are you hitting your fellow Hebrew?" The man said, "Who made you ruler and judge over us? Are you thinking of killing me as you killed that Egyptian?" And Moses was afraid and thought, "What I did must have become known." And when Pharaoh heard of this, he tried to kill Moses. But Moses fled from Pharaoh and went to live in Midian, where he sat down by a well. Wow. Yeah, a well. Sometimes a place to meet and to ponder. He's gone from the heights of Egypt to the desert after a disastrous act of his own. It says in the account in Acts, which Stephen, which is, 2,000 years later in the New Testament, and Stephen's recounting the story of Moses, it says that Moses was trained in the ways of Egypt. So rarely would one of the people of Israel who were slaves under hard labor would have got all the experience and backing and education available to them. And it didn't change the heart, did it? When error happens, no matter how much intellect or education we have, every one of us has this capacity to lash out. And our morals need guidance, no matter who we are. So you can't escape your actions, I take from this. When it says he looked one way and looked to the other. I think when we know that we're looking over our shoulder, or we're hoping no one's watching, or we think that this will be okay, we know intuitively inside us when those things are taking place, something's wrong. And when we act in that space, goodness, there's disaster. Well, I guess for each of us, we end up at a well somewhere and God is able to restore us. But may this encourage us to think carefully. Whenever we're looking left or right, we're starting to make a wrong error. Friends, let me read also from the Proverbs, chapter 3, verse 1 to 4. "My son, do not forget my teaching, but keep my commands in your heart, for they will prolong your life many years and bring you peace and prosperity. Let love and faithfulness never leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Then you will win favor and a good name in the sight of God and man." are brilliant words for Moses to have taken to heart. I guess he was trying to win favor by getting even, but it didn't work. So let love and faithfulness never leave us, so that peace and prosperity will follow. Good thoughts for us today. God bless, friends. I hope you have an opportunity to again sit still and to pause and to recognize God's love for you, and know that wherever we wander, whatever issues we stumble at, there is always a well that we can meet at to be replenished. In other words, God has not given up on us. God bless.